Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. An accusation in Syria. The human rights group Amnesty International is accusing Russian and Syrian forces of deliberately targeting Syrian hospitals and medical facilities with airstrikes. Amnesty says it has evidence of attacks on 6 healthcare facilities. 3 civilians were killed in the attacks, 44 wounded. European Council President Donald Tusk says the number of migrants crossing the Aegean Sea from Turkey to EU territory remains too high. He says further measures are needed to curb it. British Prime Minister David Cameron on Thursday announced new funding to help resettle migrants in the French port city of Calais as French and British leaders held talks about Europe's ongoing migrant crisis. Lisa Bryant has more.
Prime Minister Cameron announced about $24 million in additional support for authorities in Calais, where migrants have clashed with demolition teams in a sprawling shantytown called The Jungle.
The money will go towards efforts to move people from the camps in Calais to facilities elsewhere in France, and we will fund joint work to return migrants not in need of protection to their home countries.
Cameron spoke after talks in northern France with President François Hollande amid deepening European divisions over how to handle the thousands of migrants who continue to arrive in the EU. Lisa Bryant, Paris.
A military court in Somalia's capital, Mogadishu, has sentenced to death a former journalist who helped al-Shabaab kill 5 fellow reporters in Mogadishu. According to the court verdict, Hassan Hafani assisted the Islamic militant group by identifying possible targets among journalists, that taking place between 2007 and 2011. This is VOA News.